This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The most effective way that will ultimately help you override the addictive pathway in your brain is to establish a new lifestyle with new set of habits. And even though it is easier said than done, it is absolutely doable and absolutely possible. Brian Tracy once said, "Bad habits are easy to form, but difficult to live with. And good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with." So we are inviting you to struggle a little bit in the beginning until you form good habits that will provide you with peace of mind. Welcome once again to Pandemic with the Solution in Mind here at the Aware Academy. Thank you so much for being part of this community, and we hope that you have found benefits in the content we provide. And if you did, please leave comments below this video. Today is the final episode of the starting out stage. Don't worry, we're still coming back next week and the weeks to come with more episodes. But today is the final episode of that preparation stage, that stage which will make other tips and other advice and other practices easier. But if you're not equipped with the essentials, then the journey is going to be very, very tough. So if you were not with us from the beginning, I advise you to go back to Pandemic with the Solution in Mind, episode number 11 onwards until today, so that you can prepare yourself with the necessary essentials. Today's discussion is titled Develop New Habits. And this is the one habit that you will need more than anything else throughout the journey towards recovery. Why? As we mentioned in the beginning of this episode, new lifestyle with new set of habits that are healthy, that are good, will override, ultimately on the long run of that journey, will override every addictive pathway in your brain. So you need to develop these healthier habits as much as you can. And the benefits of having new healthy habits in your life are plenty. But the best of all and the most important of all is that you will regain control of your own very action, which is the exact opposite of addiction. But I'm not here now to tell you what are the benefits of having good habits in your life. I'm here to tell you how to develop them. Number one, pick one habit at a time. Do not overwhelm yourself with loads of practices, new practices at one go. Your brain will never cooperate if you did that. Number two, start small and grow bigger. Meaning, pick those habits that are manageable, things that you can really do, like making up your bed every single morning, like perhaps do one push-up a day or read one page from a motivational book every single morning, and so on. Number three, write it down and make sure that it's easily accessible so that you can be reminded of the habits that you have intended to practice. Number four, create set of reminders. So if you forgot for any reason, these reminders will push you to get back on track and do what you have intended. And these reminders can be like noisy alarms, sticky notes around with specific messages, or a sincere friend will call you to remind you. Any reminder would do. And finally, number five, visualizing yourself executing that habit. See yourself doing that habit already. Visualization is a great tool used by athletes and other successful people to envision themselves doing that which they dream or they wanted to have in the life. The reason being that the addicted part in our brain does not really differentiate between reality and fantasy. So when you visualize yourself doing that which is great, you are sending signals to your brain that this is what I wanted to execute. And on the long run, your brain will be trained to produce these hormones for that particular activity. And as a result, the habit on the long run will be formed. So here you go. Now you have what it takes, every necessary tool that will help you start out your journey towards recovery from porn and any undesirable activity. But the question now is, do you have the energy, the desire, the will to face any challenge that may appear along that journey? Muhammad Ali, the great boxer, once said, "Champions are not made in gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside them, a desire, a dream, a vision. They have to have the skill and the will, but the will must be stronger than the skill." Stay strong, everyone. We'll see you next week as usual with a new stage along that journey. Don't forget, subscribe, comment, and share the content. Stay aware.